believe in aliens, Mike?
I don't think we can know either way about them, especially considering we've never even like landed on the moon or anything. So there's
not gonna touch that.
Like the efforts that we've made in space are so like nothing that I don't really think we can trust anything. There might be if we had any way of knowing. Like if we'd ever actually been to space, it'd be cool.
Moving on. Today we're talking about an event that took place on March 8th, 1994 in the western region of the state of Michigan.
Before we get there, can we just talk about Michigan?
Sure.
So I've looked at a map and I don't understand why a state would be in two parts. Like why isn't the extra part considered part of Wisconsin? Why does it look like that?
That's a topic for a different episode, I think. I have no idea.
Well, I hope somebody writes in and suggests it so we can maybe get to it in the future.
There you go. So back to March 1994. Over the course of the day, multiple individuals reported sighting a range of UFOs. Reports varied some, but folks described seeing something in the sky that looked like flickering Christmas lights consisting of five or six objects.
Others saw cylindrically shaped or round objects with blue, red, or white and green lights. Observers of this phenomenon included police officers, leading some credence to the reports.
This made local news, and a few days later, on March 11th, an employee of the National Weather Service revealed radar data suggesting a, quote, fast-moving phenomenon over Lake Michigan on March 8th.
This is the moment in the show where I start to feel a little bit uncomfortable. Like, it's one thing to have some people say they saw something, but then leading on and, like, from that, so you got that visual, but then having an indication of something real recorded on a radar seems like something different altogether.
Well, on March 20th, the National Weather Service walked the statement back, explaining that their radar is designed to sense weather, not aircraft. This came after what is called a UFO flap, which is basically like a wide range of reports coming in. Probably some of them. Copycat.
UFO flap?
That's what it's called. According to the Chicago Tribune, UFO sightings were reported by over 300 witnesses across 42 counties of Michigan in the days after the news broke.
I mean, I guess you don't want mass hysteria to form. Like, obviously, at this point, some people are interpreting the sightings as some sort of sign of the end times.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want that spreading.
I will say it's weird, though, right? When these things happen, you see why people kind of get freaked out by it. Where it's like, hey, we saw this thing. And a couple days later, no, 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 don't worry about it. It's like, who called? You know, who put that call into the weather service?
We're the National Weather Service. Don't worry about that. It's
don't worry
fine.
About it. It's nothing to worry about. In the aftermath of all of this, there was some speculation that the sightings could have been caused by a top secret aircraft, though aviation experts expressed skepticism that this was the case.
The Mutual UFO Network got involved as well. That's a nonprofit organization composed of civilian volunteers who study reported UFO sightings, boasting some 4,000 members.
They interviewed dozens of people in the state and could not offer an explanation of the events. The group claims to have ruled out most earthly explanations, such as a small plane, gas, blimps, weather balloons, satellites, a shooting star, military aircraft, or debris.
I mean, with UFO right in the name, it's hard to take that too seriously.
Unless that's what the aliens want you to think.
In 2021... we heard from that National Weather Service meteorologist and spokesperson who said back a few days after the event that, hey, there was something on radar. His name is Jack Bushong. And 2021, he said that he felt vindicated by a federal report that came out that year that was summarized by Barack Obama this way. There's footage and records of objects in the skies that we don't know exactly what they are.
Spooky. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
Someone's listening to this show on Halloween. Like, at some point, it's going to happen.
If you are, send us a note. Our thanks to listener Jude and his dad, Ryan, for sending this in together. Jude and Ryan, I hope this was fun to hear. If you want to read more about the events of March 8th, 1994, we have some links in the show notes. They're in your podcast player. They're also on the web at relay.fm/ungenius/209. There you can become a member to support the podcast directly. And there's a feedback form where you can send in your own favorite Wikipedia topics for consideration for a future episode. Until next time, we look to the skies, Mike. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.